You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio WVTF, and on the first Sunday of every month, we bring you our veggie chef, Andrea Mattioni-Willis, with another tasty treat that provides nutrition and vegetables and fruits and all the good things that none of us get enough of, I guess, right?
I don't think there's a way you can get too much.
Well, but that's where you come in.
And continuing on our theme from last time, when we discussed getting more fruits and vegetables into our diet with a morning smoothie, I thought we'd branch out past breakfast. Another way to make your vegetables more appealing and therefore eat more of them is to dress them up a bit. Yes, I'm talking about salads and the dressings that can make them sparkle. Making your own dressing means you know exactly what's going into the recipe and onto your food. Have you looked at a label of commercially produced dressing recently?
No. Should I?
If you want to be a little scared, even some of the organic ones have a few ingredients I can't pronounce. It's a very long list. So I make several dressings, but my favorite is a red curry miso dressing that I shared at the last class I taught because everyone who has tried it asked for the recipe.
It's always a good sign.
It is. I even gave a little bottle of it as a birthday present before.
Oh, that's nice.
So no need to write any of this down, as we'll post it on our Facebook page and on WVTF.org. But to make the red curry miso dressing, you're just going to need a few things: some fresh ginger, some garlic cloves, red curry paste, yellow miso paste, olive oil, sesame oil, rice vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and just a little light agave nectar. And then you take everything and you place it in a blender and just keep it going until everything is smooth and creamy. It will thicken after being refrigerated for a while. If you want to thin it out, just leave it on the counter for about an hour before serving it or pouring it over your vegetables. This is my favorite dressing to use on a wilted kale salad. Have you ever had that?
I have not.
I'll have to bring you some. Truthfully, the kale is not really wilted with heat, but bruised to soften it. To do this, you tear a rinsed bunch of kale into bite-sized pieces and place them in a large bowl. You then drizzle the kale with olive oil and sprinkle on about half a teaspoon of coarse sea salt, at the most. Then you massage the kale until it is shiny with the oil and a slightly darker color. I find it helps if you talk to the kale during the process.
Oh, right.
Oh, have you had a rough day? You're holding a lot of tension around your stalk. So after
you're taking a very holistic approach here, but I appreciate that.
And I think it makes it taste better. After the kale is all relaxed, you'll just add some avocado, pumpkin or sesame seeds, and some of the miso curry dressing. The dressing is also a good dip for carrots and peppers. Another easy dressing is a mustard vinaigrette. I like that one on spinach salads with dried cranberries, red onion, avocado, and pumpkin seeds. Very simple salad. For this dressing, all you need is olive oil, regular yellow mustard, apple cider vinegar, dried thyme, garlic, agave nectar, a pinch of red cayenne pepper, and some sea salt. You'd really be surprised at how your already appealing veggies will be even more so with the right homemade dressing. The recipes for the dressings I mentioned today will be on the Facebook page I mentioned earlier and on WVTF.org. Of course, if you have any questions for me about today's segment, you can send an email to WVTFveggie@gmail.com. That's WVTF. VEGGIE@gmail.com. Thanks.